Thanks for joining us on Sports Day, Friday night. It is the eve of one of the great races on the Australian calendar, the Wait for Age. Cox played over 2,040 metres at Moonee Valley in Melbourne tomorrow. We're joined by Gareth Hall, our racing expert. Gareth, good evening to you. Must be an exciting time, of course, albeit the crowds are down, but the racing quality is still there.
Yeah, hello to you, Mark and Paul. Yeah, it's a great time of the year. Really looking forward to the big race tomorrow, the WS Cox Plate. They had some terrific racing tonight at Moonee Valley, and Melbourne's a buzz. I woke up this morning and there was traffic on the road, and we started to open up a little bit. The pubs, people are outside having a beer. People are just a lot more happier, Skeet and Hay. So, unfortunately, we can't get to the races tomorrow, but we can see light at the end of the tunnel. And I think it'll be a big day in this city tomorrow as we watch Cox Plate Day.
And it kicked off earlier tonight, and you were there for the Manicato, a Group 1, a weak Group 1, I have to say. But Jonker got it done, led all the way.
Yeah, it's a great training performance by Tony Golan. We had a chat to him straight after the race tonight. He's done a mighty job with his horse. It's been a little bit frustrating. He's been based in Queensland. He hasn't seen Jonker for 6 or 7 weeks. And the Snowdens, Paul and Peter, have been helping him out and done a wonderful job. And he had no luck whatsoever there in Sydney in his last start. And Tony Golan wanted Daniel Moore, who's just had a wonderful spring so far. He hadn't ridden a Group 1 winner until this spring. Now he's got 3 Group 1s. But Tony said, Daniel, I want you to go to the front, make your own luck and try and break their hearts. And that's exactly what he did. He missed the start slightly, but then he mustered through the lead. And he just kept going at a really good gallop, and he was too strong. So he's always been a very fast horse, and he deserved that Group 1 tonight, lads.
Let's break down the Cox Plate tomorrow. That's what we're here to get your opinion on here, Hawley. Zaki, last start failure, according to many, a forgive run. Is it the 3-year-old Animo? Very elegant. What a supermare. Where are you lining this race up?
I'm with Zaki. Depending on who you ask, Ed, it's like some people are in the Zaki camp and some people are taking him on. Annabelle Neeson's been adamant during the week that he'll be right. James McDonald's confident that we can see the best of Zaki in tomorrow's Cox Plate. I think McDonald's the key. I think that he'll appreciate that just having that run under his belt there at Caulfield, he was disappointing, but I think he'll be a different horse there at Moonee Valley tomorrow. I'm tipping J-Mac will push the button about 1,000 metres from home. He'll get them running, and I think he'll show his class there, Zaki. I respect Animo, the 3-year-old, who was so good to win the Guineas. And I think there's chances, like the Irish Galloper State of Rest is a fascinating runner from mine for Joseph O'Brien. Mwanga's a chance, but I'm just with Zaki. He was the best weight for age horse coming into the spring, and I think he'll prove that in tomorrow's Cox Plate.
We've also got the Crystal Mile there, Elephant, Buffalo River and Rhinoceros going around in the same race. Yeah. Which one wins?
I'm with the Elephant. He was a little bit disappointing the other day. It wasn't like the Elephant to run like he did in the Turak. That was his only real failure in his short career to date, but smaller field. I think the race sets up nicely for the WA boy, Damien Lane, who rode a double tonight at Moonee Valley. I think Elephant bounces back there. Hayes, I think he'll win the Crystal Mile.
Tell us more about this new race up there in Sydney at Randwick, the Invitation, and who do you like?
It's a new race put on by Peter Volandis. He is trying to take on the Melbourne Spring Carnival, so the Everest. You've got the Golden Eagle and Derby Day, and this is the Invitational race for the mare. So they invite 12 fillies and mares, a filly all mare to this race worth $2 million. I think it's an okay race. I'm not that excited about it, to be honest. But I think Entrevere should be tough to beat. She is a New Zealand mare trained by Jamie Richards. She'll get a lovely run just off the speed. But James McDonald was meant to ride her, but he's decided to come to Moonee Valley, which is understandable to ride Zaki in the Cox Plate. But I think she's the one to beat. I think Moulin Rouge is the roughie, $26. Perfect preparation for mine for Chris Waller. I think at that quote, she can run a mighty race, lad.
What about across the country, Gareth? Give us some of your better bets on the day.
I like one in the first at Moonee Valley in that 2-year-old race. Now, it's about $20. Sean Matrick does a good job with his team. I think a horse by the name of Wizard King can take a little bit of beating tomorrow. You can get around $19, as I pointed out. And I think the best bet for mine at Moonee Valley is in the Fillies Classic. This filly Fortunate Kiss was so unlucky in the 1,000 Guineas. I think she should have I don't know if she would have won that race, but she should have finished a lot closer. I think she's worth a bet there tomorrow, lads.
Just interesting to see that Hayes is writing down those tips. By the way, that first tip from Gareth, 9:15 Perth time, so he'll still be wiping the sleep from his eyes at that time.
So Gareth, I reckon, just lockdown.
How good's the time difference in Perth? You wake up, when I was over there, your cornflakes. And the first Mooney Valley's ready to go.
Yeah.
And then you go right through to Ascot. He's in some good racing at Ascot tomorrow, so looking forward to that. There's a horse that Simon Miller trains. I had a chat with him on my radio show today, and they've got every big name in sport that own this horse in the Belgravia. Of course, its name is It's a Ray Day, but I didn't see Reddings or Hazelby. You're the only big names that missed out in that ownership of that galloper.
Yeah, well, we've got bigger fish to fry. Just quickly, conditions tomorrow at the Valley, a bit of rain forecast. What are we expecting in terms of track conditions?
You know what, Skeeter? The worst tip that anyone can get is a weather report by any of the weather presenters these days. They have been woeful. Do you know what they blame the aeroplanes these days? Because of COVID, that there's not enough aeroplanes going around, so they can't get a proper gauge on what's happening with the weather. It was meant to pour down, and we haven't had a drop. So poor old Marty Simon, he's preparing this track. He prepared for a bit of rain all week, and if he doesn't get it, it will be rock hard and very fast. But they tell me it is raining in Geelong, which is about an hour away, probably the same distance from Perth to Mandurah. But there's still a strong possibility it misses the Valley. So it's a tough gig being a weather presenter or a weather guru these days, Mark.
Just quickly, Gareth, what can you tell us about the crowds for Cup Week?
Cup Week will get 5,000 Derby Day and the same number, 10,000 from Cup Day onwards. So it's a start, but we've done it so tough here, guys. And as I pointed out at the top of the interview, is that just today, driving around Melbourne, heading outside, just the smile back on people's faces. They can go and pick up their grandkids from school. They can meet their mate if you can get into a pub to have a beer. You can go to your local cafe and just live a normal life once again, which we took for granted here in Melbourne. 200-odd days in lockdown. I think it was 240-odd. So 5,000's not that big of a number, but it's a start, Hayes, and we'll take it.
Absolutely. Gareth, as you said, the first at Mooney Valley, 9:15 for Hayes. That's Perth time. It'll be domination by the end of the Ascot or divorce, depending on how we're tracking. Thanks for your time, my friend. Enjoy WS Cox Plate Day.
Hey, love your work, guys. Thanks for that.
There it is, Gareth Hall, our racing expert. Can't wait. The Group 1, the big gallopers, and Zaki is the nominal favourite. Stay with us. Plenty more to come on Sports Day, Friday night edition, here with Mark Reddings and Paul Hazelby on 882 6PR. Back in just a moment to wrap up the show.